Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Week 12 NFL picks are here. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in studio. We do our weekly picks. And another good week for the number one seed in the picks there. Brad, good job. 3-0.
Oh.
You didn't even know?
I've forgotten, guys.
Oh.
Well, I was in Mexico.
Oh, that's true.
You can forgive me for that.
Yeah, that's true. Brad's at 17-9. I'm at 15-11. Ben's at 11-15. We had a good week last week, so you're coming up.
Yeah, all right. Is that Arizona pick? And I was like three quarters of that game. I'm like, oh, yes, this is going to be awesome. And of course, it didn't happen.
So we are going to pick the Bay Area teams in a little bit, but first, our wild card picks. Ben, you want to go first?
No, not really.
Okay, Brad.
I said earlier in the year that I was bullish on the Cowboys, and I have been sort of off and on because they don't show up every week, it feels like to me. Last week, they took on one of the worst pass defenses in the league, and Dak Prescott threw for 445 yards or whatever it is. You know, Ezekiel Elliott had a good game. They're not going against that Detroit defense again. New England's defense has been historically good, although the offense has struggled a little bit, and they've been on the field a lot, and you're starting to see a little bit of fatigue set in with some of those guys. There's a lot of talk out there about sort of the mortality of Tom Brady has finally arrived, right? I don't buy it.
Every year you hear that.
There was a lot of that last year, because they were running the ball, and they were doing a lot of things, and I think they just saw who they were going to have to beat in the playoffs, and they wanted to keep Pat Mahomes off the field, and they did a fairly decent job of that. They did that with Jared Goff and the Rams. I just feel like the last quarter of the season is when they always seem to really hit the next gear and peak, and we're hitting the last quarter of the season now. If it comes to, we say all the time in the show that it comes down to the battle of the quarterback sometimes, and it's either Tom Brady or Dak Prescott, and you might be tempted to take Dak Prescott the way he's played for most of the season, but it also comes down to the coaches, and when you take Jason Garrett and that goofy face of his versus the scowl of Bill Belichick, you have to take Bill Belichick, so I'm all over the Patriots again two weeks in a row.
Now, do you want to do your wild card pick?
Sure. Why not? I'm going to take the hapless Denver Broncos to go against the Buffalo Bills. So in this case, you've got the poor Broncos. They just can't seem
to
get together.
You don't mean that.
Well, it's always better when the AFC West is competitive. It's just, I'm not saying that they're pushovers, but it's not the defensive powerhouse
that we
they
thought.
Were expected to
right.
be on paper.
Right.
That I'm okay with. But, going into this game, my gut tells me Buffalo will run all over them. And I'm going the opposite with that because as of late it worked last week, I'm going to go with the Broncos in this game.
Wow.
I think they're going to have a chance to get to that four-win mark this season.
I want the opposite of what I'm going to say to happen. But for pick's sake, the Seahawks are undefeated on the road. They're going to go into Philadelphia, which was supposed to be Sunday Night Football, but got flexed out for the Niner-Packer game. I'm picking the Seahawks over the Eagles, which is very detrimental to what could happen with the 49ers later, which we'll get to. Coming up next on the river.